My name is Alberto Cottica. I am the project manager of a project called Edge Riders.
You met with European members of parliament recently. What was the basis of this conversation that you had?
So we met in the context of an event called The Internet versus the Democratic Deficit. The idea behind that is that it's difficult for individual citizens to engage with international institutions. They only can do so in a very mediated way through the mechanisms of representation, political parties, trade unions, business fora, whatever. Conversely, it's difficult for MEPs to engage with their constituencies, which tend to be very large and very far from Brussels. The day-to-day of their work in Brussels sometimes makes them feel as if they were in an aquarium, as it were, kind of isolated from the needs and greets of the real life of European citizens. And so they are looking into online collaboration platforms as a way to break that barrier and have a meaningful, constructive interaction between institutions and citizens. In this context, our project was showcased as an example of how an individual young person in Latvia or Portugal or Poland or wherever can just get online, engage, and contribute to writing a European policy document.
I've been interviewing you since you started this project at the Council of Europe. That was back in August. Where are you now?
We have already the first 250-odd registered users, and now we are going to shift into a different gear in which we start rolling out what we call campaigns, which are simply batches of interaction geared to certain themes, parts of what we call the transition of youth. The first one is going to be about making a living, about employment and income generation, and the different ways that European young people go about this, the difficulties they find, and the new ways they are exploring.
What is the media communication plan behind this?
The media strategy is based mostly on social media, but also we have another sort of offline work in which we reach out to organizations and engage with them, organizations that care about this problem or certain aspects of them. For example, today I was discussing a possible involvement of a club of Madrid. They are intrigued, they are looking into it. Just today we finalized a partnership with ISEC, the Association of Economic Students and Business Students. And we have many small and large organizations that are coming on board. And we can see that they make a difference. For example, there is this online magazine from Romania called Romania Positiva. And what they do is, this is a new site of good news. This is their vision. And they engage with us, they reported about Edge Riders, and we see the difference. We see that now Romania is one of the top four or five countries in terms of page views on Edge Riders.
So going forward then, you know that you've only got 6 months to complete this project. Do you already have an established timeline of what you want to do over that period?
Pretty much. I mean, we are keeping the last two, three weeks before the Christmas stop to re-energize the community and reach out to these people that have already registered and possibly get another, 50 or so registrations, getting them to share some life stories, some true stories from their lives. Starting with 2012, we'll have about a campaign every 3 weeks, by and large. In the final part of the project, which is going to be in late spring, we are going to connect all of this of this data, of this experience, into some kind of overall picture, which we will then push out to the community for wiki-style validation. And we should finish with a bang, as it were, with a conference in late May in Brussels.